Hi, my name is Rahul Digwasia. I am a member of the SQL Server support team at Microsoft GDAC. In this video presentation, I'm going to talk about the concept of implicit conversions and what is their impact on the performance of queries. The agenda of this presentation is we'll talk about the two categories of data type conversions. We'll talk about the impact of implicit conversions on the performance of queries. Then I'll show you a demo about the convert_implicit operator, which is related to implicit conversions. And we'll discuss SQL Server's algorithm for choosing implicit conversions. Firstly, we'll talk about two categories of data type conversions which are supported by SQL Server. First is implicit conversions, and second is explicit conversions. Implicit conversions are invisible to the user. SQL Server automatically converts the data from one data type to another. For example, if a small int is compared to an int, the small int is implicitly converted to int before the comparison proceeds. Second type of conversion is called explicit conversions. Explicit conversions use the cast or convert functions. When converting from the data type of one SQL Server object to another, some implicit and explicit data type conversions are not supported. For example, an NCAR value cannot be converted to an image value at all. An NCHAR value can only be converted to binary using explicit conversion. An implicit conversion to binary is not supported. An NCHAR value can be either explicitly or implicitly converted to NVARCHAR. SQL Server adds implicit conversions whenever you mix columns, variables, and or parameters with different but compatible data types in a single expression. For example, if you try to compare int and float columns, the int must be converted to a float. If you write var_int is equal to var_float, SQL Server rewrites this as convert function having two parameters. First is a data type that is float, and second is a variable that is var_int. This convert function equal to var_float. Now in the next section, we will talk about the impact of implicit conversions on the performance of queries. Implicit conversions cause table and index scans, often because of data type mismatches. Be wary of NVARCHAR and VARCHAR data type mismatches, and NCHAR and CHAR data type mismatches that cause an implicit conversion. For example, using a local variable of type char or char against an NCHAR column in a table. The type mismatch causes an implicit conversion and a table or an index scan. In order for SQL Server to do comparison between two values of different data types, it has to upgrade one type to match another. For example, if you want to compare a varchar value to an nvarchar value, SQL Server needs to convert the varchar value to nvarchar. If SQL Server does the opposite, that is converting nvarchar to varchar, there may be data loss. As per the MSDL library article MS190309, the rules for data type precedence specify that the data type with the lower precedence is converted to the data type with the higher precedence. Let us have a look at this MSDN article. So this article talks about data type precedence, that is, what precedence order SQL Server uses for data types. Let us have a demo about the convert implicit operator, which is used in the context of implicit conversions. So in my database, I have a table named employee, which has the following structure. Suppose it has six columns, and one of them is used for replication purposes, which we can ignore, that is msrepl underscore tran underscore version. The first column is EMP ID, which is an integer column. Second is EMP name, which is a varchar column. Third is DPT, stands for department, it's an integer column. Fourth is salary, again integer column. And the last one is bonus, with an integer column. In this table, we have two indexes. First is a clustered primary key index called pk underscore employee, which has been created on the EMP ID column. Second is a non-clustered unique index called IX underscore EMP name, which is defined on the EMP name column. We have a stored procedure called PROC underscore EMP, which has a parameter called param1, which accepts an varchar value. And this stored procedure fetches record from the employee table based on the predicate or the condition, that is, where EMP name is equal to the value of the param1 parameter. Now, the parameter for the stored procedure is of data type nvarchar, and the data type of the EMP name is varchar. So what will happen? That this parameter param1 will cause SQL Server to convert column EMP name to nvarchar before comparison. Let us execute the stored procedure and see the graphical execution plan. If we run exec stored procedure name, that is proc underscore EMP, passing the parameter value as Rahul for the parameter param1, we see that the query optimizer chose clustered index scan and not a seek. And we also see the convert underscore implicit operator in the execution plan. When we see convert implicit on a table column in the query plan, we need to investigate the data type mismatch issue. The query optimizer chooses either clustered index scan or table scan if the table is a heap in the execution plan of the query or the stored procedure. There are two major reasons behind this. First, when SQL Server has to convert a column, it is not able to use an index on that column. So the query optimizer chose scan instead of seek. Additionally, it cannot use the distribution statistics on the column being converted. In order to resolve this data type mismatch, we can do two things. If it is a stored procedure, change the data type of the stored procedure's parameter to match the data type of the column against which the parameter is compared. So in our example of the stored procedure proc underscore EMP, we need to convert the data type of the parameter param1 from NVARCHAR to VARCHAR to meet the data type of the table column EMP name. So our stored procedure definition will now change to create procedure proc underscore EMP add param 1 type varchar as select star from employee where EMP name is equal to @ param 1. Second thing, if you are joining two tables and the columns on which these tables are joined don't match, one of the columns data type needs to be changed to match the other. If we change the data type of the stored procedures parameter to match the data type of the table column, the query optimizer will now choose index seek in lieu of clustered index scan or table scan. Let us see this in a demo. So I'm going to change the definition of the stored procedure proc EMP using alter procedure and change the data type of the parameter param 1 from NVARCHAR to VARCHAR. Let us now see the execution plan of the stored procedure. So now we see that in place of the cluster index scan operator, the query optimizer has chosen index seek, where it is fetching the value of the parameter from the EMP name column using the index IX underscore EMP name. And since we have a cluster index also defined on the table, it is further doing a key lookup in the PK underscore employee cluster index. In the last segment of this presentation, I'll talk about the algorithm which SQL Server chooses for doing implicit conversions. When SQL Server encounters an expression with mismatched data types, it has two options. It can execute the query with an implicit conversion, or it can fail with an error. If an implicit conversion is not possible, there are two possible errors that SQL Server can generate. If the two data types are entirely incompatible, that is, if no conversion, implicit or explicit, is permitted between the two types, SQL Server generates the following error. Let us see in this example. We declare two variables, that is A and B. The data type for A is int and data type for B is date. Let us use a set operator, set at A equal to at B. We get error message 206, which says operand type clash, date is incompatible with int. So in this example, we see that these two data types, that is int and date, are not compatible. That is why SQL Server has thrown this error message. An attempt to remedy this situation with an explicit conversion also fails with the following error. In the same example, where we have the variable A of the type int and variable B of the type date, we use set at A equal to convert at B using data type int. We get the error message 529, which says explicit conversion from data type date to int is not allowed. So in this case, since the data types are incompatible, neither the implicit nor explicit conversion works. On the other hand, if the two data types are compatible but require an explicit conversion, SQL Server generates the following error. Suppose we have two variables, A of the type int and B of the type dateTime, and we try to assign B to A. We say set at A equal to at B. We still get error message, which is 257, and says implicit conversion from data type dateTime to int is not allowed. Explicitly use the convert function to run this query. So SQL Server has asked us to use the convert function. Let us see how. So introducing an explicit convert, that is a convert function, resolves the earlier problem. We see the same example where the variable A is of type int and variable B is of type dateTime. And now if we use a convert function to convert the variable B to variable A using the convert function, we don't get any error message. An important thing, if SQL Server introduces an implicit conversion into an expression, it must choose which side of the expression to convert, and it must choose the target data type of the conversion. So in the expression, which side, whether the left side or the right side, it has to convert, and what data type should it choose to convert one variable to another in the expression. There are three options for comparison of expressions. Number one, convert the right-hand side to the data type of the left-hand side. Number two, convert the left-hand side to the type of the right-hand side. And number three, which is totally different, convert both the sides of the expression to a third data type. SQL Server chooses one of the first two options. That is, either it converts the right-hand side to the type of the left-hand side, or vice versa. Lastly, specifically, SQL Server ranks all data types as per the MSDN article number 190309. We'll see that. And converts from the lower ranked data type to the higher ranked data type. Let us check this article. We saw this article earlier itself. This article talks about the precedence order which SQL Server uses for the various data types. So in our presentation, we discussed about implicit conversions, their impact on the performance of SQL Server queries. We saw this through a demo based on a table and a stored procedure. And lastly, we talked about the algorithm which SQL Server chooses for implicit conversions.